Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in Daily Editorial. Chatting right now with Jim McKinney on this Sunday morning. Not a great Sunday morning in the political arena right now. Obviously, I am very aware. I've been watching what's going on most recently since about 7 o'clock this morning. I'm very aware of what is going on. I agree that the results of the investigation need to be released prior to the election. I agree with Nunes when he says that currently what's going on right now is analogous to a coup. I agree with that 100%. I personally, unfortunately, believe that as much as I disapprove of what the Democrats are doing, and I am on the record right now as saying I totally disapprove of what they are doing. I am not supporting the liberals in any way, shape, or form in their activities right now. I have a lot of negative feelings towards Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Schiff, and the rest of them right now. They are doing what they believe is correct, and I think that what they are doing is absolutely incorrect. And I really think this is a step in the direction of what's going to happen to America, and I think that it is very definitely going to fall. Jim, you are very aware also as the chairman of the Reelect Trump Committee for Whatcom County. Let's hear what you have to say about this.
Well, I think there's a lot of interesting things that are happening right now, certainly with the president in the hospital and his doctors, and the latest information is, hey, look, he may even be able to return back to work tomorrow in the White House. So the fear of COVID and his death, and then the glee on the left screaming and yelling and hoping that he dies. In fact, I think Chris Rock last night in a comedy routine said that President Trump has COVID. I pray for COVID. I feel sorry for COVID. Those types of accusations, those types of visceral attacks are what we're seeing across the board right now. Those are unwarranted, but there are some other attacks that are definitely warranted going in the opposite direction. And what you bring up, the Mueller coup and the Obama administration failure to transition the government to the Trump administration is probably the worst political crime in American history. And it's becoming more and more evident with very clear documentation. And some of the latest information that we have, and of course, Devin Nunes has publicly came out in an interview with, I think, Lou Dobbs and said, hey, look, it's ongoing. That they used the Russian dossier, they used false information, they excluded exculpatory information from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the FISA court, in order to spy on the administration, the incoming Trump administration, and the campaign prior to the election. And then apparently, in the latest information, they used personnel from the Obama administration and gave guidance in order to continue observing and spying on the Trump campaign after he was inaugurated. And apparently there's a top secret memo from the White House to senior members of the former Obama administration that were going to transition and stay in place on what to do. And that looks like that is a very powerful document that will explain a tremendous amount of corruption on the Obama administration. And bottom line is, the United States and American people need transparency on that. It does not need to be covered up or held till after the election, because it is a significant impact on the election. And if the Justice Department, Bill Barr and Durham, decide that, well, they don't want to impact the election because James Comey or Andrew McCabe or the Obama team were at fault, they will be actually facilitating the crime of cover-up through this election. And we know in 2018 there was a significant impact because of the accusations of Russian collusion that were absolutely across the board false. We've seen numerous investigations by the Senate, the House, by Mueller team himself, by journalists that have shown that there was no such thing, yet our country was completely absorbed in that event through the media, perpetuating a lie that was concocted by the DNC, the Clinton campaign, and then perpetuated by the Obama administration.
Jim, I agree with you 1,000%. Now, the one comment that I would want to make, and this is a bit of a, I hope that none of the listeners take this the wrong way, but revolutions, which is exactly what we're in right now, and we have four very, very intelligent, prominent, powerful politicians who are behind this revolution, in my opinion. And I think those four people are Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton at number one, and number two are Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle. They are incredibly dedicated. The Obama family is incredibly dedicated to overthrowing the Democratic government in the United States. They have a lot of anger for things that have happened in the past. They blame the United States as a republic and the citizens' actions, which in some cases, I mean, they're correct in some cases. A lot of things happen, but the fact of the matter is we are now going in a direction and have gone in a direction for quite some time that is absolutely contradictory to everything that Barack Obama wrote in his book, The Audacity of Hope. In addition to the Clinton family and the Obama family, and of course the Democratic leadership, which I totally don't understand. I totally don't understand the actions of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, or Schiff. I believe they are all doing what they are doing simply to glorify their own positions. I firmly believe that what is going on right now is eventually going to be incredibly detrimental and will cause the downfall of a democratic United States of America. Rather than just be angry and not be somewhat clear thinking about the situation, I want to say that I believe we have a serious problem on our hands. And the one thing that could, I believe, be somewhat positive in this situation is that if Donald Trump survives the COVID, which I am very hopeful that he will, we still have a chance. If he does not survive the COVID, I think we're going to be in serious trouble. Jimmy, what do you think about what I just said?
Number one, I hate to sound like Biden, but okay, the first group that you mentioned, the Clintons, I believe are so corrupt, and they've been involved in controlling the Democratic Party in order to protect their own interests. So I think their view here is, how do I stay in power? How do I keep from going to jail? Because they've done so many things that have been against the law, and so many things that have been just really awful as far as integrity. And even if they didn't break the law, they're certainly just taken advantage of their position and undermined the nation. The second is the Obama. I think Obama had a different vision from America than Americans wanted. He attempted with the Democratic Party to shape the country in a way that he saw it should be, which was based on a very, I think he's been frustrated that he didn't get what he wanted. In fact, he's publicly stated that maybe America wasn't ready for what he wanted. Well, I don't think America, based on the constitutional principles of a republic, will ever be ready for what he wanted. So he's been involved in attempting to reshape America in what he thinks is right, and organizing, as he did as a community organizer, this resistance and protest against it while trying to be like the good guy up on top. And that's what he did for 8 years in office. He pretended he was one thing while he did other things that undermined the nation and the Constitution, basic principles and values of America. People pushed back. They elected Donald Trump because of that. Trump is not the reason for these issues. Donald Trump is the result of what these actions have happened and the frustration that Americans have with corruption inside the Beltway. So do I fear that the nation, your last point, do I fear that the nation is on the threshold of a revolution? I fear that it's going to be continually violent for a period of time because major democratic leadership are failing to stop the violence and stepping out against groups like Antifa, BLM, that are actually creating these conditions. But I truly believe that most Americans really support the foundations of our constitutional republic. They respect free speech. Even if they're going to vote for Biden, they want to believe in America. So I don't believe we're going to fall, but I do believe that if they continue to gain power, that it'll continually erode this nation. We need about 12 years of reset, and it'll be beyond Donald Trump, to get back to integrity and trust in Washington, D.C. It may never happen because the system is so corrupt there, because there's so many lobbyists, there's so much money involved, and these globalist corporations really are attempting, and the tech companies are attempting to shape American views and values in order to achieve their power. It's going to be a real fight. And that's why you can't just sit back and be sad about it, put your hand in your hat, you know, or lap, and your head in your head, lap and cry about it. You have to do something about it. You've got to push back. Donald Trump is teaching Americans to push back. I think they're going to push back. I think we're going to have a very different outcome in November than the polls say, and you're going to see a real destruction of the Democratic Party, much more so than the destruction of the United States.
Jimmy, I want to make one comment. You and I both know an awful lot of Democrats here in our neighborhood, okay? As individuals, every one of them, and I'm not going to start throwing out names, but every one of them is, in their own mind, in their philosophy, is a very good person. I don't believe that anybody who you and I know who live in our neighborhood, Republican or Democrat, wants to see the downfall of America. I do not believe that. I've had some amazingly interesting discussions with some of my Democratic friends up here, and I have to say they are not bad people. They are simply going in a much different direction than you and I are in. My final comment on this is an opinion, and that is, America, yes, is made up of Democrats and Republicans. But America is, in my world anyway, made up of basically very good people. And I have to say, I think that that fact is going to ultimately save the country that I love and my parents moved to because of what happened in their home country, which is very similar to what's happening in America right now. You got the final word, bud.
I agree with you. I think there, that in general, that's why our system will survive. It's gone through challenges before. I do believe that the reason why we're in the situation we're in is because of the media, the propaganda, because of the tech companies and the influence of global corporations that are shaping people's minds, and that once they're awakened to what's happening, they will change their views, and it will. That's why I think. If they are successfully awakened, and that's the question, will we continue to have MSNBC, CBS, CNN, ABC, NBC fail to report properly what's happening in America, the biggest influencers on people's lives, the Washington Post and New York Times, or will we continue to be in this level of propaganda, which is how socialist systems evolve and the most important power impact that we have? If people wake up and we're going to move back to a better place. If not, then we're in deep trouble.
I have enough faith in people who I know in our neighborhood. I have enough faith in the people who I know who are members of my family and do not live in my neighborhood. They are all very good people, and I think they, along with the conservatives, will save this country. What do you guys out there think? Love to hear from what you're talking about, Democrat or Republican.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.